dragon has come to our village today. We've asked him to leave, but he won't go away. Now he's met with our king and they've worked out a deal. No homes will he burn and no crops will he steal.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, technically challenged WordPress plugins from A to Z, episode number 60. Hey, we're hitting our senior times now. Kind of hard to believe, and I'm your host, John Overall. With me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Glad to be here with everybody today.
And I hope everyone had themselves a good Valentine's Day yesterday, for those of you that go after that sort of thing.
Which is pretty much everybody.
Which is pretty much everybody, yeah. Everybody plays into that game, and it was quite interesting. It was lots of fun, although in my house it wasn't all that great fun because everyone was still sick.
Yeah.
So my wife got sick. My two boys had been running high fevers over the last several days, and fortunately everyone's getting better now, which I'm really ecstatic about.
Seems to be going around.
It seems to be. My daughters, my granddaughters have been suffering from the same thing, and several of our friends that have kids, their kids have all had these high fevers and been sick for several days, and of course the parents are getting it, but nowhere near as bad as the kids. So.
Well, you know, the good news about working and being able to call in sick is you got more time to play with WordPress and plugins.
Well, I call in sick. I don't really go anywhere. I just go to my computer and my...
I'm talking about the audience.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The audience out there who go to work. Sorry about that, yeah. So anyway, we're here. We're going to have fun. Top of the list, let everyone know this podcast can now be found at wppluginsa2z.com website. Make sure you check us out and find us there now. More stuff is happening there, little by little, and I'm trying to make sure I stay on top of it, but some weeks is harder than others, and when I don't have time, I don't have time. But at least the podcast comes out on a regular basis.
Yeah, we're dedicated to bringing this show to you guys, so if you guys could dedicate 2 minutes of your time and go to iTunes and shoot us a review, we would really appreciate that.
That we would. That would be fantastic if you could do that for us. So, what else have we got today? We've got six plugins for you, some really nice ones, a couple of really cool ones. It seems I've hit a nice massive amount of luck, and all the plugins I got today are really nice, so we'll be talking about those shortly.
Yeah, this is going to be one of those kinds of episodes that everybody's going to want to listen to from start to finish, because I've got some really cool plugins that have been really lacking as far as in the WordPress repository for some time. And as we did last week, I've got one that's a 5 out of 5 this week.
Wow, nice. So what else have we got? I don't really have much to rant about. I already mentioned, you know, sick children and staying up all night for 2 days in a row. And the only other thing I wanted to sort of randomly rant about is I like listening to podcasts myself, other podcasts, and I really used to enjoy all the WordPress podcasts that were out there. And I can't seem to find any. So I'm putting it out to my audience, all the audience out there. If you guys know WordPress podcasts, some decent ones, leave us a note, send an email, anything. I'd like to listen to some new ones. The ones I used to listen to, they're either very inconsistent. They're even worse than we are. And we're like almost, we're consistent by every week to a week in a few days. Some of these other ones, it's like every once in a while it pops up and I go, oh, wow, I got a podcast. When was the last time they did that? Oh, it's been 2 months.
Yeah.
And then there's the ones that have just completely dropped off the radar entirely, which is a shame because I really enjoyed some of them. They were really good.
Well, as you know, and soon the audience will know, I'm working on a WordPress plugins video cast, have been for quite a while, and just this past week have been exposed to something that will actually allow me to do the show in the frequency that I want to. So you'll hear it here first, right here on this show, as far as the new outlet and what it's going to entail. But I would say probably by spring, you know, you guys that get snow in the north, when the snow's gone away, then a new show will grow where the snow used to be. So
that'll be pretty cool.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. But besides the WordPress plugin podcast, I'll go ahead and take the next point, which is I've been exposed to a cool new plugin that we've used, and we're just testing it out, so we're really not able to give feedback yet, but now that we have this call out, let's talk about it. So we installed this plugin onto the WP Plugins A to Z pod.com show site. It's called SpeakPipe, and you can check it out at speakpipe.com. Again, this is not a recommendation, but this is just the nature of the plugin. And it puts a little tab on our site. So we would like you, the listening audience, to please go to our site, wppluginsa-z.com, or A to Z, as John says, click that link on the left side and leave us a message. Tell us how you like the show. This is a new outlet for you to participate in the community. Let's get a dialogue and a discussion going. And that message will then get sent to me, and I'll relay it to John, and we'll get it on the show. So everybody that leaves us a message, we need you to do this so that we can properly evaluate the plugin itself. We don't just want to hear calls from John and I just talking about stuff. So we really would like your feedback. So please go to the site, wppluginsa-z.com or A to Z.
And look on the left-hand column. Uh-huh. Currently it's on the front page, so you need to go to the front page of the site. Sometime next day or so, I'm hoping to get it so it shows up on the rest of the site.
Yeah, and here's the cool thing is we can start to develop new segments if we get listener feedback from you. So if you're like dying to find something as far as a particular plugin that does X, Y, and Z, leave us a message and tell us. We'll find it. We'll find it out there. We're good at that stuff. So please participate in that way, and we can really make a whole new show out of this as far as how John and I can interact with you.
Yeah, that'll give some great audience participation. I'm looking forward to it. So one other thing here, we got our first review on the website directly itself.
And nice. Was it good?
Very good review. It came from Joe Campbell. We appreciate it, Joe. And one of the comments he did say in there was about Marcus being crystal clear and mine my audio sort of scratchy. Well, I tried to fix that today by getting a new headset with a mic, but we had some technical challenges getting it to function correctly, so I had to flip back over to my old one. So hopefully by next show I'll have that up and running correctly, and maybe my audio will improve. But as anyone who's been listening to this show for any extended period of time knows, the audio's been improving on a steady incline of better and better and better since the beginning.
Yeah.
So.
And another reason why it might be so contrasting, I mean, I'm also a podcast host for a music show that I've been doing for, you know, close to 7 years now. And for me, I've got, you know, some of the best audio equipment hooked into my system. I've got the nice radio station microphone boom arm and all that hooked to my desk. So, you know, sorry, John.
That's quite all right. I'll have my mic envy. That's all good. So that's all we got there. Let's see what else we got. No real interesting sites on WordPress. Couple of pieces of news this week that I picked up, a couple of articles. One of them, an interesting article I discovered, it's 4 Vital WordPress Security Tips. It's actually kind of an interesting article, gives you some interesting tips on securing up your WordPress website. Probably could have wrote it just as good myself if I had the time, but since I didn't, somebody else did, I'll let them take the credit for it.
Perfect.
And Automattic released a new theme for WordPress called _S starter theme. And it looks like a brand new starter theme for creating the theme from. I haven't checked it out, but because it was in the news, I thought, what the hell, we'll tell everyone about it.
Yeah, I saw it. I didn't even look at that yet. But yeah, I like the fact that there's a lot of new starter themes coming out. Just seems like it gets the novice much more involved, much quicker.
Gives them something to work from. And
you remember when back where we were just the stock blue header?
Kubrick. I remember Kubrick. You could always tell they had a WordPress website because it was Kubrick.
Yeah, exactly.
Not so easy now.
Definitely not.
You got to look a little harder to figure out if it's WordPress nowadays. But that's okay. So let's see, what have we got? Got some plugins this week, and let's get this show on the road, and I'll start one out here.
Cool.
Now, this first one that I've got is for managing images. In fact, I bring a couple for managing images to the table here today, and the reason is I'm converting over a client's website at a new project, and they have a lot of images and such, and we needed to we needed an easy way to manage the featured image and putting images back in, because one of the things that I've discovered when you import your WordPress files from another WordPress website, it brings all the pictures over, but it doesn't properly attach those photos to the post. I mean, it puts them in the post where they belong, but when you look in the post, the media gallery for the post, it shows no images. When you do the import, you know what I'm talking about? Export
yeah,
from
do.
The old one, import from the new one? Okay.
I do.
And that always kind of bugged me, and I never really had a way to deal with it, but this plugin I discovered actually does a nice job of dealing with it. It's called Image Pro Image Resizing and Media Management, done right, 0.15. Looks to be relatively new. It's 65 days old, been downloaded 9,000 times. You know, very nice plugin. What they say it does, it's great for managing the images. What I discovered it does for you is it puts a new block in your post area, sort of like a faster image upload, and it accesses your entire media library right there in front of you. You can just scroll right down through it. It's got thumbnails for every image. Then when you find one, you click the image, and you drag it and drop it right into your post.
To the post. Nice.
And then you can instantly grab it and resize it right there. Does a beautiful job of resizing, and it also adds another block in the right-hand column just above the right-hand column that allows you to do even more management for the image. Add the alt image tag, the title, and also allow you to left, right align it right there.
In the media gallery?
No, just to the left of your post.
I see.
In your column
okay.
of posting. So it does all that right quick and easy. I found it to be very fast, very efficient, very smooth. It was such a simple plugin to put in. You put it in, turned it on, and there it was. Everything worked. At first I was kind of confused because I couldn't figure out exactly what it was doing, but it was like... took me all of about a minute and a half to sort it out. And I liked it. It's a great plugin. This one here, and because of simplicity, actually work, and the fact that it allows me to access my full media library, I gave it a 5. Just because of
wow.
that.
Wow. Out of the gate with a 5.
Out of the gate with a 5. I mean, what can I say? This is 5 dragon on this one, because it's simple, quick, easy, and works. I liked it.
Nice. All right. And it's somewhat of a lazy plugin, it sounds
Oh,
like.
Is it ever.
All right. Good job, man. All right. That's the trifecta.
Yeah, that's what it was, the trifecta.
Beautiful. All right. Here's what I got. Dynamic registration links. Check this out. This thing automatically changes your WordPress site content links for unregistered users by dynamically changing the link target. Now, what does that mean? It means if you have a member site or something like that where you have registered users, the link will change based on who's logged in and viewing the content. So if it's just Joe Schmo, the link will change to whatever that is, and maybe that's just, hey, sign up to my site and you'll see what's really here.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it's awesome because you can actually maintain all of the content on your page that you want to keep. And then still get the SEO benefits from it, from Google indexing that content, but then you're still restricting as far as you know, who can actually see the goods, the Easter eggs that are hiding within the post.
Excellent.
So I gave this one a 4 out of 5, just a little tough to kind of authenticate everything through and the way that it does everything through JavaScript. But it's pretty good, and I know that it's going to improve. So I gave this one 4 out of 5.
Excellent. I like that. All right. So next up, what I've got, this one here sort of goes after my more of things that I do. I build most of my websites these days using the Genesis framework. And again, we were trying to deal with the featured image. And in particular, because Genesis offers a slider plugin that you put on the front page for those nice, pretty slide across images with content on them that lead back to your post.
Yeah.
And the biggest problem I've run into when dealing with this is my clients not creating the proper sized image to fit into that slider.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can upload the large image, and if it didn't resize properly, it just flowed so far off you couldn't tell there was an image there. And if they upload the smaller one, it was too small to fit the screen properly.
I've had this, that problem.
This has been a problem for me for quite some time, and I wanted to find a way to deal with this so that my clients don't have to think, because whenever my clients have to think, I get too many phone calls.
Yeah.
So they're just not allowed to think. All they need to know is they go in, do what they need to do, put their content in, upload their images, a couple of little simple tags, and they're done. And the rest of it is all magic I perform in the background for them.
Yeah.
So what this one does, this is Genesis Featured Images. It works with the Genesis Genesis framework. So if you don't use Genesis, unfortunately, it won't be a benefit to you, but you might consider trying out Genesis. Recently updated, decent plugin, been downloading about 5,000 times. And what I discovered it does for you is it puts a new block inside your post area, and it allows you to choose the default image size for your featured image for that post.
Hmm.
So what will happen, here's how it works. I've got a slider that requires an 800 by 275 image, for instance. And I can go in and I can set the default featured image size in there for that post to, it actually pops up, says set to slider default. And you choose that, and now whatever image they load in there will automatically be resized down to that 800 by 275. Boom.
But does it do it and constrain the proportions of it, or does it stretch the hell out of it?
It doesn't take it up. It only brings it down.
Oh.
Okay, it doesn't take it up.
But does it do it? But how does it do it? In proportion still? And it, how does it choose
as,
what?
As far as I can tell, it's in proportion.
Hmm.
It's still in proportions for whatever size the image was. Because I've looked at it. I played with it today several times on the one site I'm converting over, and I wanted to make sure this was easy for them, because they usually upload images that are way too big. Because
yeah.
they got nice cameras. They take cameras. It's get some really beautiful outdoor photos. And it worked great. It doesn't It doesn't resize them up, but of course, resizing up pictures never works anyway, no matter how you do it.
Mm-mm. No.
So at any rate, because it actually worked, it was simple, plugged in, flipped on. It another one, nice, easy, simple, gets a 5. I can't help it, you know.
Well,
I just got lucky today.
Drawing aces already. Look at that. Holy cow. Well, I wish something like that would work outside of Genesis, but what can I do, man?
Somebody out there has probably done it outside Genesis, but I haven't had to look yet.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I'll give it a shot. I'm a Genesis, I'm a guy, a Genesis guy from way back to the old Studio Press days and all that. So I've had developer license for a long time, so I'm able to check them all out. I'm looking forward to that. All right, people, here's what we got next for you. All authors page. Now, there's somebody that I help out that's got an online magazine, and he's basically, you know, just got a lot of different people that contribute to his site. And this page, this plugin actually, will let you show all your staff, your content writers, contributors in one place. It's just like, okay, here's a page, here's everybody that is here, and you have author boxes and things like that you can put in it as well, Gravatar pictures, anything
nice.
You want. So you can totally do it automated. And it's got like their social media buttons where they are on Facebook, Twitter, everything else. Hey, we might when you even put this one on our site, John.
Yeah, it probably will work quite nicely for it.
Yeah, so
we just need a few more authors.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, contact us, guys. What's up? You
know? Well, there's actually a link on the website where they can just go automatically submit, too.
Yeah, that's true. So participate. You guys have been leaving some comments, you know. Take a little more time and join us in this whole community. Anyway, 4 out of 5 for this one. It's a great way to kind of put that end credits, credit where credit's due, I guess you could say. To all of your authors, I gave this one a 4 out of 5. Would love to see a little bit more functionality as far as changing CSS styles and moving things around and such, and changing better thumbnail pictures and such for the users. But all in all, really cool plugin. Love to see where this is going to go next. I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Nice. Excellent. Well, let's see, what have I got left? Got one plugin left, and this one is, as I mentioned last show, I'm going to be trying to pull a brand new one from WordPress repository newest listing each time, just to see what I can find brand new, and who knows, maybe I can be one of the first ones to find something. And it turns out this time I am. Today I went in, popped in, grabbed one, and it was actually the most recent one I would imagine, pretty close to it. It was brand new probably about 23 hours ago. I think I was number 9 in downloading it. Because it showed it was downloaded only 8 times, so when I downloaded it, that would have made 9. And it's a simple plugin. It's called Publish Posts Without Signing Up. And what it's for is it's so you can create a page on your website where people can create a post for your website without having to become a member. It's going to be something similar to a comment, but you're wanting them to actually create an article, not a comment. And it has some nice controls in it. One, you can set it up so that it doesn't automatically publish the posts. You can determine who the author is going to be credited with the post on the site. You can also determine how many times a post can be published from a specific IP. I think that's the one control they have for spammers.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't see any other control for spammers, and that's something I'm going to see how that happens. I've got it up on one of my demo sites right now, one of my testing sites, which the spammers are constantly pounding against. So I'm going to see how this handles that, handles spammers over next week or so. And I found this plugin to be fantastic. It worked pretty great. It had one minor bug I found in it, which took me about 10 minutes to solve. And I've sent an email and off to the author and contacted him on his website to let him know about his little minor bug in it. And hopefully he'll get that corrected and get it re-uploaded back to the WordPress repository soon. But other than that, it works pretty great. I wanted to give it a 5 for its simplicity and the fact that it worked, but because of the bug, you know, I had to drop it back to a 4.
Not bad.
You know, other than that, it works great. Puts a nice little form on your site. Really sweet.
Cool. That's cool. I'm going to check that one out. I saw it in the repository, and I'm like, I wonder what that is.
I just stumbled across it today. Looking in the repository for what's newest.
Yeah. All right, people. Here we go. This one you're going to love. All right. Here's the situation, John. Let me just throw this one at you before I even talk about this plugin.
Okay.
You're upgrading your theme, all right?
Right.
What happens on the back end, or on the front end, rather, when you're upgrading your theme? It goes in maintenance mode, right?
It goes in maintenance mode, white screen for people.
Yeah, white screen of death, right?
Yep.
True suckness, that's what you like to call that screen. Now, what could be better about that? What can we do instead of that? You know, is there anything cool we can do?
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Well, all right, you bet there is. And that's because we're on the case, and I found ultimate maintenance mode. Okay? So check this out. Before it puts anything in maintenance mode, it takes a screenshot of your website. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the plugin doing this, not you. It takes a screenshot of the website, kind of fades that down a little bit, and then puts a nice cool white window that you get to control what that says.
Oh, cool.
Like, hey, I'm screwing around with plugins. I'm wrecking the site. It'll be back on in 10 minutes. Signed, John. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what you can do. You can put your own message there. It still shows that it's, hey, the cool website's still back here somewhere, you know, because you can see that little faded out image screenshot of the site. But it's totally, you know, you're in control.
That one's nice.
And it works with any WordPress theme. I've tried it out. It's awesome. It's basically... that lets you do that custom message. It also returns a 503 code so that if Google's crawling your site in that split second that you happen to be in maintenance mode, it's telling Google, hey, it's down right now because I'm working on it, but come back, you know, tomorrow or something like that. And the coolest part about it, it works on multi-site. So snapshots. Yeah, it takes snapshots of all the sites in the chain that it's going to be putting into maintenance mode.
Nice.
So this is, you know, what can I say? This is one of these things, lazy-wise, it's awesome. It's just plug and play. You can do it lazy and on a multi-site level, and you get to control the messaging. So it doesn't require any hacking into any PHP pages or templates or anything like that. So what can I say? If that doesn't warrant a 5 out of 5 in our grading scale, then that's, I don't know what does.
That certainly does warrant a 5 out of 5. Nice and easy and simple and works. That's the big key. Nice, easy, simple, and works. Does not require any thought afterwards.
No. Oh, and one other thing that is the bonus about this too is I have one site that I actually have translated to on the other on one of the multi-site versions.
Right.
And this does automatic translation of what that message is that you type as far as your maintenance mode also.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's pretty nice.
While it's in maintenance mode, it does that translation.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
That sounds like a nice plugin. I like the way it I like the way it's going to fade out. I'm going to have to add that one to my list of plugins to put on websites.
Definitely. And by the way, I have a link that you'll see in the show notes at wppluginsa2z.com that has a live demo from the author that you can check out.
Yeah, I went and checked that demo out while we were talking. That actually looks pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way it looks.
Yeah.
Definitely one for my collection of mandatory plugins on all websites.
Oh yeah, everybody can use this. I mean, you know, everybody's got maintenance mode, and I don't care what theme you're using.
Everyone hits maintenance mode sooner or later unless they never update their site. And if they don't, well, you're going to end up with all the rest of them folks that were hacked a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, you're going to have a different kind of white screen going.
The white screen that says, you've been hacked. I can't remember what they used to put. I got hacked a few years ago by somebody, and it was something came up and said something, you've been hacked. It's like, oh, sweet. Now I got a whole mess to clean up.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's all I've got. You got anything else?
Well, there is one new plugin that I'm a fan of the guys at iThemes and the plugins that they've been making. Mm-hmm. There's a new one that just came out. I think it's called V-Slides or something like that, part of the Display Buddy series.
Okay.
And it's pretty cool. I'm actually going to use it to kind of create a mini PowerPoint presentation that's like 600 by 400 on a page.
Right.
That has, you know, just a couple like facts and stuff like that can just kind of cruise by. And it's full text, so you get the SEO bennies out of that too. So really, that's what I got my eye on. That's a premium plugin. Those are the kinds of things that in my new project that all the listeners will be able to actually see and see the stuff working. So looking forward to that, and I'll definitely share the results next week as far as what I've done.
Excellent. Sounds good. Yeah, I'm not going to be able to do any of my own projects for a while. I'm picked up another project this week, and I'm going to be busy for quite some time.
Yeah, I've just decided to sacrifice sleep.
Sleep, it's overrated, right?
Yeah, it's WordPressing to be done.
So that's all we got for you. Next show coming up, hopefully sooner or later, not next show, but sooner or later, we're going to do some scrolling plugins, banner tickers, ad banner plugins. And, of course, lazy plugins are always on our schedule whenever we can find them.
Yeah, and I'm working on some plugin series about thievery plugins, about how you can steal content from other sites and put it on yours, but in a cool way, you know, where it still gives them credit and doesn't look like duplicate content and all that stuff.
Avoid copyright violations at the same time, too.
Yeah, well, you know.
You got to do your best. Do your best to avoid them. So anyway, you can contact me on my website, johnoverall.com. You can find me on Twitter at @OnCallAndSue, or find me on Facebook whenever I'm there at facebook.com/johnoverallcom, or send me an email direct to dragon@wppluginsa2z.
Nice. You can get me at my website at marcuscouch.com. I desperately need to update that thing. Twitter at Marcus Couch, somewhat regularly updated, and facebook.com/MarcusCouch is where you can find me on Facebook. I'm also on Google Plus if you want to draw a circle around me and add me to some kind of a WordPress bucket that you throw everybody into.
That'd be cool. I've got a Google Plus too. I keep forgetting to fully integrate it.
Yeah. And also Marcus@wppluginsa2z.com, or you can just also get me at MarcusCouch@gmail.com too.
There you go. So that's all we got for you folks today. Leave us a review on iTunes. Leave us a review on the website. Leave us a review on Blueberry if you happen to find us there.
Yeah, and click that SpeakPipe thing and talk to us.
Yeah, the SpeakPipe thing, please check that out. We want to know how that works because we want to hear from folks. That way you can tell us what you think of us. You know, remember, the good, the bad, the ugly, no matter what happens, it gets on the show.
Yeah. You think Matt Mullenweg's going to leave us a message?
I highly doubt it, but you never know.
Matt, come on. Punking us, man. Let's go.
You never know. We might actually gain their attention. You know, the WordCamp that I've been with for Victoria for 4 years now, the first 3 years they ignored us. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I figure, you know, this podcast is coming into towards the end of its second year, so, you know, we're getting there.
Yeah, well, maybe the listeners will start calling out Matt on the show, saying, "What's up, Matt?
Where's your message, dude? Come on." That's what we need. We need the listeners to call him out.
Yeah, so tell us how well we're doing in the show, and then accost Matt. That's what we need in your message. Thank you.
Okay, well, here we go. Let's let this nice new extra carry us out.
Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Are they saltier, sweeter, more juicier? What do you say about them? Slowly gulp them down on the spot. Do virgins taste better than those who are not?
Thanks for listening. This has been WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This show is copyright 2012, all rights reserved by johnoverall.com. Some of the music you may have heard here tonight was provided by Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at mevio.music.com. So until next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.
They always are pure, but your notion of dining, it makes us all flinch. Your favorite entree is barbecue to wench.
Mine too.
Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Are they saltier, sweeter, more juicy, or what? Do you savor them slowly, gulping down on the spot? Do virgins taste better than those who are not?